Rooted is all about the people and the places that make us proud to call our community home. For local author Adele Lamothe, inspiration is rooted in the natural world, and in the wonder that comes from watching it transform. Her new children's book, The Little Seed, follows in the footsteps of her debut, Two Little Raindrops, both part of a growing series titled Nature's Little Wonders. Like the first, the new release blends whimsical storytelling with gentle lessons about science, the environment, and self-belief. Like the first one, it's inspired by nature, Lamothe explains. In South Africa, the transition into spring is different. It's more about the weather shifting from cold to warmth. There's no snow, so everything kind of just looks a bit bare, the trees, the yellowish grass, and then it gradually transforms into green with colorful flowers again. However, experiencing a Canadian winter for the first time sparked something deeper. I remember being in the snow, in the thick of winter, and thinking about how everything is asleep, she says. It felt like everything was frozen, lifeless, and I looked outside and wondered, how is the garden going to come alive after winter? That moment of awe, witnessing the sudden bloom of life after months of quiet, became the heart of her latest story. Within a week or two, everything was green. The leaves were out, the trees were thick again, and flowers appeared with all their colors, Lamothe recalls. That change from winter to spring is my favorite. It feels like suddenly everything brightens up. Much like her first book, The Little Seed is written in rhyme, a deliberate choice. I loved reading rhyming stories to my children, she says. They have a nice flow, and they're more fun to read aloud. The plot centers on a small but determined character. It's about a little seed with a very big dream, Lamothe says. While she's sleeping through the winter, she dreams about flying. While the book may be lighthearted and lyrical, it's also grounded in real-world learning. The book includes educational information about the plant life cycle, how plants grow, and how plants keep our environment healthy, she says. It's really a blend of things: believing in yourself and your dreams, having a positive outlook on life, and learning some science along the way. The new release builds naturally on Two Little Raindrops, which introduced young readers to the water cycle and the interconnectedness of nature. I wanted to do another nature life cycle because this is going to be a series. It's called Nature's Little Wonders, she says. It felt like a natural progression to go from the rain and the water cycle in the first book to flowers in this one because it will show how interconnected everything is. For Lamothe, helping children build a lifelong bond with nature is just as important as telling a good story. I want kids to celebrate the magic of life all around us, she says. Nature is fascinating, and I hope my stories help children to understand how important it is to protect our environment. After the success of Two Little Raindrops, Adele Lamothe felt more confident going into her second book, but says it's still a learning journey. It's certainly easier with the second, but I feel like I am always learning, she says. The overall process was similar, however, there are still many different strategies to explore when it comes to marketing, for example. Having the same illustrator helped. This time I knew what type of files to ask my illustrator for. I knew how to upload them without doing a bunch of research first, Lamothe explains. And working with the same illustrator made it a lot easier because we have a very comfortable working relationship. We understand each other. Getting the book onto various platforms, and preparing for launch, also came together more smoothly this time around. I took what I did last time and used components that I felt worked. Marketing and promoting are probably the hardest part of publishing a book, she admits. But I'm very excited to be attending markets in the spring and summer. I'm going to be out and about with the book as a vendor, and I will also be visiting schools. That hands-on approach has already begun to pay off. I recently posted on Facebook that I would be attending a market, she recalls. A lady came up to my table and said, "I came here just to buy your book." That made me feel so special. Several others who had already read her first book also stopped by. One of them told me, my niece really enjoyed the first one, her birthday's coming up, so I'm going to get her the second book too. And there were people who hadn't seen the first book, and they bought both. The reception has been fantastic. LaMoth brought her first book, Two Little Raindrops, into local schools last year, and for her, that's been one of the most rewarding parts of the journey. Visiting schools was such a good experience, she says. I loved reading the story and watching their expressions. I could see the excitement on their faces the moment they realized the story was about the water cycle. That kind of moment, where curiosity and recognition collide, is exactly what she hoped to spark. They're learning about it, and suddenly they're making the connection. Then they'd put up their hands and either ask me questions or just tell me random things. It was amazing to get their feedback and see how excited they were about rain and water, LaMoth says. She's read to a wide age range, from kindergartners to junior high students. One question from a student stuck with her. One girl, I remember, asked, "When you're writing the story, do you have the pictures in your head?" And that's such an interesting question, yes. Absolutely, especially when it's a picture book. You have to picture it. Your imagination brings that story to life, LaMoth says. And you've got to imagine the story with pictures. When you're briefing your illustrator, you need to have a vision for what you want to achieve. While Adele LaMoth's second children's book is now available online, she's quick to point out that getting it in front of readers takes more than just hitting publish. Online sales are tough, she says. You have to advertise, it's not enough to just put your book there and wait. There are millions of books on Amazon. And when it comes to topics like plants or seeds or life cycles, there are already hundreds of thousands of books out there. That means every sale, especially online, requires strategy. You have to make a plan, post on social media, get reviews, build awareness, she explains. Marketing a book is extremely hard, and you have to keep at it. That's why selling locally is so important to me. That's why I have physical books. I want to go out, tell people about them, and sell them right here in the community. She'll be doing just that later this month with a special local launch for The Little Seed. Yes, I'm really excited about it, she says. We're having a local launch event on Saturday, April 26th, and it also happens to be Independent Bookstore Day, which is perfect. The day will kick off at the North Bay Public Library from 10:30 to 12:30, followed by a second event at Allison the Bookman from 1300 to 1500. It's a chance to celebrate the book, meet people in the community, and support local bookstores too, LaMoth says. I'm really looking forward to it. For LaMoth, this isn't just a book launch, it's the realization of something she's carried with her for a long time. I've always dreamed about writing children's books, she says. She shared a recent moment with her husband that made her pause. He was reading something I posted, and he looked up and said, "Oh my gosh, you're The Little Seed." And I was like, I guess I am," she laughs. I've always wanted to write for children, and it's a dream that I held on to for a long time. But I never stopped believing that it could come true. There's something so special about bonding with your child over a story, watching how completely they take it in, how they giggle, how they light up. Even now, she vividly remembers how those few quiet minutes at bedtime would bring a day to a gentle close. At the end of a busy day, when everything is go-go-go, work, chores, responsibilities, you finally sit down for 10 or 15 minutes, and you just read. And that moment becomes precious, she says. They grow up so fast, but for that little window, you get to actually see their joy, their curiosity, and share something beautiful with them. So what pushed her to finally stop dreaming and start writing? For so long I said to myself, one day, I'll do it. But then one day I decided it was time. I made myself take the first step. I put in the time to research how to get started, LaMoth says. I feel so grateful that I did. Her advice for others with a creative goal is simple, don't wait. You've got to work on your dream, don't forget it. I know life happens, and you get busy, and sometimes you do have to put it aside. But come back to it. Keep coming back to it. Because if you believe in it and you're willing to put in the work, you can do it. You really can. To find out more about the series, visit https://adelaelamoth.com/. To buy a copy of Two Little Seeds, click here. https://www.amazon.ca/dp/b0dt7lgtzp. If you have a story idea for Rooted, send Matt an email at m.sukram@outlook.com.